I am a sheep. I'm glad to be here speaking to you, taking a little bit of time away from our herd. It's January, and here in the southern hemisphere of the world, it's our summer. And my shepherd, he spoke to me the other day. He said, now I want you to go up and talk to these folks about Carmel about life as a sheep and what it feels like to be a sheep, so maybe they can understand a little bit more about being a sheep and how to live as a sheep and what the relationship between a sheep and a shepherd is. And so I thought, well, that's an odd thing for a shepherd to ask a sheep to do, but maybe I'll be up to the challenge and I'll give it a shot. Let me tell you a little bit about my shepherd first, because he's a special person. He's a special person. And he knows a lot about shepherding. He kind of learned about shepherding from some great men in the past. And they helped guide him and direct him, because this shepherding business, it's been around for years and years and years. Now, in the part of the world where I live, in the southern hemisphere down in Africa, there are shepherds everywhere. But I know probably there in Randolph County, there aren't any shepherds. And so you don't get the relationship as strongly there as we do here. But shepherding goes back centuries and decades and millennia, and many, many great men were shepherds. I have a great shepherd, and I'm very thankful that he bought me. You know, I didn't always belong to this man. He bought me, and I didn't know what to think of it to start with. I thought, boy, the grass is greener. It's going to be greener this time, but I really didn't have any control over it. He bought me, and, you know, it doesn't always go that way. Sometimes shepherds sell their sheep for slaughter, but this time I was bought, and I was so thankful. He bought me, and one of the first things he did was, now, I didn't know what to think. He took me over to this tree, and he got out his knife, and he gouged this place in my ear, and it hurt like crazy. But now I bear his mark, and it marks me. And anywhere I go, if I get away from the flock, and there's other shepherds that are out, they know that I belong to my shepherd. And I'm thankful for that mark. It marks me deep, and it's clear to everyone that sees me who I belong to. Let me tell you a little bit about sheep. We just don't take care of ourselves at all. I mean, you'd be surprised. I know that probably there in Randolph County, y'all are used to having some cows and maybe some horses, and they probably are animals that I'm sure you have to look after them, but they probably take care of themselves pretty good. But boy, it's not that way with sheep. We don't take care of ourselves at all. And we need a lot of attention. And as we talk tonight, I think you'll begin to see how much care sheep really need. Boy, we sheep, we need a lot of help. My shepherd does a very good job taking care of sheep. And so we get to know each other pretty well. There's a good working relationship that we have. He knows me and I know him. And I know what to expect, and I can count on that. He knows how to take care of me and all the different problems that I have in my life. The Lord is my shepherd. That's what I call him. And I am so thankful when I say those words, the Lord is my shepherd. I mean, he takes care of everything for me. That's what it means to be a shepherd. And that, as a sheep, that's what it means for me to say that about someone, that he is my shepherd and he is taking care of me. You know, for me, as a sheep, he takes care of my whole world. I mean, he controls everything that I do. He creates things for me to eat. He guides me in places where I need to be. It's as if he created everything that I'm around. That's who my shepherd is. And I have confidence in my shepherd. Sheep. Boy, I hate to talk about sheep so bad because, you know, I am a sheep. But you just need to understand that sheep are hungry animals. They want to eat. They want to eat all the time. And sheep, they don't just like a little bit of grass. They eat grass all the way down to the ground. They pull the roots out and damage the grass so it won't come back up anymore. Sheep are hungry animals, and they go all over looking for food. And so, you know, I don't have to worry about that. My shepherd, he's got it under control. He's taking care of me. I don't want for anything. Sheep are hungry. They like to eat. They like to go places. And really, as long as we've got what we need, we thrive. Boy, we can grow great wool and we can produce offspring, and you can count on us to be, you know, I'm a sheep, I don't like it, but I know it happens. But you can count on sheep being food for meat. Sheep are good as long as conditions are right. Well, we thrive, we're abundant. But it's not always that way. In fact, right now where I'm living with my shepherd, there's some folks next door to us, a tenant shepherd, and he's not worth flip, let me tell you. His sheep, they just stare through the fence looking at us. And they stand there and they just look through their fence and they're so scrawny. And we can look out from our pasture and see their pasture. And it's true, the grass is greener on our side. And I'm just so thankful when I look and see these sheep, because, you know, we're thriving over here where our shepherd's taking care of us. But it's not always that way where you don't have a good shepherd, where folks have got a shepherd that doesn't care. Sheep that don't have a good shepherd, boy, they go downhill fast. They get skinny. They don't produce good offspring. There's so many problems. And you'll learn a little bit more about that tonight. Shepherding takes a lot of work. But my shepherd, oh, he's so good. He just grins when he sees that we're doing good. He takes pleasure in us thriving. He takes great pleasure when we thrive. When things go well, when we're doing well, that's when he is at his happiest. But some resist that. There was this sheep in our herd, and I don't know why she did what she did. Even though our shepherd, she was providing stuff, and she was a good-looking sheep. She was strong and healthy, and every year she'd have a little lamb. I don't know what was wrong with her. She didn't like it. She kept trying to find ways to get out of the fence. She'd get out. A tenant shepherd would call, and my shepherd, he'd go get her and bring her back home. She did that two or three times, and then one time the shepherd got his hands on her and she didn't come around anymore. I guess even when shepherd's doing all he can for people to try to bless them, to try to help them, some people just don't think it's good enough. Sometimes people just think they've got to go find something that's better on their own, as if they are smarter than the shepherd, as if the sheep is smarter than the shepherd. Can you believe that? Well, it's that way. And this sheep, she didn't ever come back home. I bet the butcher knife got her. My shepherd, he took us to this place just this morning. He got us all together, all the sheep in our herd. Well, I bet there's 1,000 of us. And he got all of us to lay down and just to relax and rest. And that was a great thing. Boy, it was nice to be able to rest. You know, sheep, we just don't lie down for no reason at all. No, it takes several things for us to feel comfortable enough to lie down. I mean, we could see the shepherd. We could see him right there. And we knew that if there was a cougar or a coyote that came up, the shepherd, he was going to protect us. So we weren't afraid. We could see his image there in the bright sunlight. He was right there. We could just lay down and rest because we knew he was going to protect us. You might not think it, but, you know, sheep, sometimes we don't get along. Sometimes there's boss sheep. They want to kind of run over you. They want what's theirs and what's next to theirs, and they don't want you on what's next to theirs. They want you to, if you've got something, they want it. But our shepherd, man, my shepherd, he's so good. Whenever that happens, he straightens it out real quick. He doesn't let a bunch of nonsense go on within the herd. So none of that's happening. And you know, I'm not itching. I don't have any kind of fleas. I don't have any kind of scabies. I don't have any kind of problems that would bother me. Nothing's nagging me. I'm not worried about something. I'm just laying here so content. I'm just as happy as I can be. And I'm just so happy. That's why I get to lay down and rest. And I'm not hungry. I got lots of food to eat. And as long as the sheep has these things, boy, sheep's happy. Sheep can lay down and just take a good old nap out in the sun, in the pasture. And it's not that way all the time. It takes a lot for a sheep to be able to lay down and to have these green pastures. And you know what? It takes a lot of work to get those pastures in that kind of shape. And my shepherd, he does a good job looking out for us in so many ways. I mean, not only getting us to green pastures, but also waters. Water is real important to us. We got to have water all the time. I mean, just like you, it takes about 70% of my body is water. So I got to have water all the time. And if I don't have water, boy, I'm not going to thrive. Not going to thrive. And I'm going to be a sick sheep. There's water all over. And I bet you didn't know it, but it's true that a sheep can go for days without water. As long as I can get some water from somewhere. And I bet there's a place you hadn't thought of where sheep can get a lot of water. Every morning, early, early, early in the morning, our shepherd gets up and he's out there with us. And he lets us get the water that's on the plants from the dew. And that's some of the best water that you can think of. It's pure. It's clean. And in these lush green pastures, it's everywhere. It's like an ocean of still waters. It's amazing. I wish y'all could enjoy that still water. And it's true. I can go for days without drinking a drop of water as long as I get dew in the mornings with my food. It's great. Still waters. And what's even better is that I'm up that morning, in the morning, early as the day wakens up, and I'm there with my shepherd. And he's watching over me tenderly, watching me. I know he's there because he's there protecting me in case a cougar jumps out to try to get one of us. He's there protecting. And I know he's there. And because I've spent that time with him in the morning, it goes with me all day long. That I have spent those few minutes, that few hours in the morning with my shepherd. Every morning when the sun rises, there I am with him. But he also, if it's a scorcher and there's just no water, he also gets us water from wells. Now, I haven't seen this, but I've got another sheep buddy. And what he told me was that he was at this place and there was no water to be found. And the shepherds led the sheep to this, like a cave. They dug out a hole in the ground and they forced us, they drove us down a ramp. And we got down and came his turn to go down the ramp. And he went down that ramp down into that cave. I was scared at first, but you know my shepherd was there, so I felt good about it. Went down in that cave, and guess what I saw? There was a little pool of water down there. And guess what else? My shepherd was down in that water with a bucket. It was hot, and he was dipping that water up out of that well and pouring it in a trough so that the sheep could drink. And I drank and I drank. And my shepherd, he was there just working and sweat just beading up on his forehead, running off his face. And he was getting water down in that well for the sheep to drink on that hot day in Africa. But that's what it took to be a shepherd in that part of time and in that day and time. And he told about his shepherd, how good he was, that he took care of him in that way. Going to great lengths to get water for the sheep. But sometimes there's streams and springs that can get us water. Now, I remember a story that my mama sheep told me about a day when the shepherd was driving us, and it was springtime, early spring, and there was a lot of snow coming off the mountains, and the snow was collecting and filling up these streams, and the streams were running strong. But they had to take us a good ways to get us to the water, because there just wasn't water everywhere. You had to go where the water was. Would you believe that there were some sheep that decided to stop and drink water out of a mud puddle? All these herds of sheep have been going through there. Of course, they've been walking through it, so it's muddy. You know, these sheep, sometimes they think they're smarter than the shepherd. The shepherd's leading them to the right place, leading them to fresh, clean, spring water from the snow melt. Beautiful, cold water. And they think they're going to get it better off by stopping and drinking water at their well. Sheep, man, sometimes we just don't do a good job as sheep. And there's another thing about sheep that you probably don't think about is that not only do we need water and we need a lot of grass, we need a lot of protection, because sometimes we can fall down and we just can't get back up. You never heard of any commercials like that, I guess, but it's true. Sheep, there's a problem with being a sheep. It's that we fall down. We call it being cast down. And it can happen in a few different ways. One way it can happen is just if you lay down and you kind of just stretch out and get relaxed, but you pick a bad spot to lay down and there's a little depression or there's a little hollowed out spot and you're stretched out and you get overbalanced and you roll over on your back. Whew, you can't get back up. And you can kick and you can kick and you can kick, and what starts happening is gases start to build up in your abdomen. You start to swell, and then you start to panic. And because you're panicking, your heart's beating faster, and then you start getting stiff-legged and you can't get up for sure. And when you're in that kind of situation, you're sitting up for a predator. Vultures and cougars and anything else that wants to come along and get you. If you get stuck like that, it doesn't take long to die. Getting cast is one of the most things I'm scared of as a sheep, being cast, but my shepherd. If I get cast, he's counting sheep every day. And if I'm cast and he counts 99 sheep and he knows I'm not there, he's going to come find me. He's going to pick me up. I could be cast like that. I could be cast because my wool's getting too thick and it's caked up. It's got mud and manure, and it's got sticks and brambles in it and briars. It gets so heavy and nasty. But that's just part of being a sheep. You got a bunch of stuff, you just kind of collect stuff as you go through life. You're just getting more and more and more of it. Sometimes you kind of get attached to it and think, boy, what a pretty coat of wool I've got. It's nasty, you know, but it's heavy. And then when you get down and you get laying down on your side, that stuff's so heavy you can't get up. Well, the shepherd, he knows what's happening, because if I get cast about 3 days in a row, he's going to try to figure out what's going on. It's tough. I don't like it. But he's had to shear me before, down to the skin. Cut me loose of everything that I've been working on all this time. All this wool I've been growing, matted up, tangled mess. I was proud of it, but he cut me loose, and boy, I felt free. I felt free and released. I didn't get cast down anymore. It was a struggle to go through that shear, and he didn't like it either, but we got through it, and I'm better off because of it. It happens sometimes. Sometimes sheep just get too big. And they just get too big. And when that happens, and they're feeble, they can't get up, they can't get around. You know, being a sheep, you gotta get out on the territory wherever it is. And those that are heavier just can't make it. I saw that happen one time to a sheep, and next year the shepherd he cut back on that one's rations. Kind of kept it out so it didn't get as heavy. When sheep get too heavy, they're not thriving anymore. They're not healthy anymore. Sheep, we're creatures of habit. We like to do the same thing over and over and over. We like it a lot. We like to walk the same trails. We like to go in the same places. We like to eat in the same fields. But my shepherd, he just won't tolerate that. I think change is his middle name. Because he's constantly changing things. And he's taking us places where he wants us to go. My old owner, before I got bought, he let us just do what we wanted to. We stayed the same place. But what was once a nice green pasture, we ate it down to the ground. And where we liked to walk, oh, there was ruts, deep, became trenches, where we walked the same path every day. And because we liked things so much, there were areas where it smelled real bad because all the sheep would go relieve themselves in the same place. And we just decimated that place. It was wonderful to start with. My shepherd, he doesn't let that kind of stuff happen. He moves us so much, there's no way we could get into any kind of a habit like that. We ate all the grass, but he won't let us. He won't let us. He changes things all the time. Changes us all the time. Moving, constantly changing. Never get settled. As soon as we get settled, we're changing, we're moving on to greener pastures. Better water. New water. You know, so long I've kind of been telling you things, just brag on my shepherd a little bit. And I kind of been thinking about those poor old sheep next door. They looking through the fence at us. And that's sort of an overview of shepherd life. But there's a journey that we sheep have to make each year because of the fact that my shepherd takes us to new places all the time. So each summer, the shepherd takes us away from home, takes us up into the high plains. Because up there is where we spend our summers. That's where I am right now, in the high plains of Africa during the summer months. We've got to walk through some difficult places to get here. the valley, dark valley, shadows. This is the way to get to higher ground. This is the way to higher ground. And you know, sometimes people think about that valley and they think, well, that's just the end. That's the end. There's so much danger. It's so scary. But He leads us through the valley. We don't stop in the valley. That's not where our destination is. It's not the valley. That's not where we're headed. We're headed on to higher ground. And He leads us there in spite of the dangers. You know, we're going through these valleys and no mountain is without some dangers. And so there's bluffs and there's rocks and there's boulders and there's so many predators, mountain lions and cougars. They're everywhere. But He knows it. He knows it. He's got His eye out all the time looking for dangers. Even though we're there in that valley, that dark valley. And He's watching out. And He'll come to our rescue anytime we need it. He always takes us on a place where we've got plenty of water. That's away from home. It's not the place we're headed, but we've got what we need. We've got good water. And He always plans some stops for us to have places to get the forage that we need. And man, you talk about good forage and good water. After you've been on a long journey and the road is difficult and you don't know when we're going to eat next, and you don't know. You know, you just never realize how good things are, the basics of life, until you go without them for a little while. You never know how nice it is to have some comforts until you go without those. But my shepherd never leaves us hanging for too long. He always has something in store just around the bend. And we get to the place, the end of the road, where we feel like we're going to collapse, and then there's the stream of water. Or there's the nice pasture where we can refresh ourselves. And then we keep on the journey. Here we are in the valley, and it's scary sometimes. I don't always know what to expect. But our shepherd, He's got some things to help us. He's got some tools. He's got a rod and a staff. They make me feel so at peace. This rod. I know you don't have anything like it there in Randolph County, but just consider it like His pistol, okay? It is His weapon. It's an extension of His arm. It helps protect us against predators, and boy, He's got a good aim. One time a coyote came around, and I saw him throw that rod, and it hit that coyote and ran it off. He was there to protect me. It also is there if we need some correction, because sometimes, you know, sheep, they can be boss sheep sometimes. And one time this sheep was trying to run me off of this place where I was eating, and he took that rod and he whacked her good, and she left me alone. She never came back to bother me anymore. So He uses that to protect. And then sometimes, you know, all this wool, he'd take that rod and he'd rake back the wool so he could see all the way down to the skin. He used that to examine me. That rod, and He used to talk about that rod like it was something special, like, you know, like it was His word. His word was like the rod. It's kind of what He used to say about it. And He would use that as a weapon, and He would use that rod, His word, He would use that to discipline, and He would use that to examine. But He's also got another tool. It's a staff. And that's another extension of His arm. And He uses that staff. And you know, it's long. It's got that crook on it. Just yesterday, I was walking there beside Him. And I was a little ways off. And took that staff. And He just laid it on me. And we walked together. I wasn't actually able to touch Him. I wasn't able to hold His hand. But He had that staff laid across my shoulders as we were walking. And felt so comfortable. So nice. He's able to guide us sheep as we go through difficult passages, go through tight spots. He's able to use that staff to help separate us as we go into certain places if He needs to divide the flock. It's an extension of His arm. One time one of my buddies got caught in an entangled area. It was too far away for the shepherd to be able to reach with his hands. He took that staff and looped it around my buddy and helped pull him out. It's a tool for the shepherd. Those two tools to help me in my life. They give me such comfort. And here we are, we're walking through this valley. And I see my shepherd. Number one, that gives me great comfort because I know he's there watching. But then I see that rod in his hand, and I know he can defend me, and he can discipline me, and he can inspect me with that. And with that staff, he's able to reach out beyond his reach and provide me care. And I'm so at peace because of his rod and his staff. We're headed up here to the highlands. It's where I am now. It's like a high plateau. It's amazing. You can see for miles. Like a mesa, a plateau. And this is where we are, the summer grazing land. There's rich grasslands everywhere, and there's flowing streams. But one thing, there's a lot of exposure here. A lot of visibility, nowhere to hide. So here we are. This is our destination for the summer. This is where our shepherd has led us. But rich grasslands, lots of danger. A lot of places to get in trouble. So the shepherd's constantly working. The shepherd is constantly working and watching. He's got to do a lot of work besides just that. He's got to clear out the water holes so that we've got a place to drink. There's some of the dams that hold the water back. He's got to repair some of those. He's got to check for poisonous plants. It takes a lot of work for him to prepare this great lush land. A lot of work. A lot of effort goes into preparing this table. A lot of blood and sweat and tears go into preparing this table so that we sheep can partake of it and thrive. The shepherd gives his life for us so that we can be here and thrive on this high tableland. Summertime. It's fly time for sheep. Flies like you wouldn't believe. My shepherd, he knows that that's coming. And so he takes me and he puts this oil on my head. And this oil, it's going to protect me against these flies. Now, it doesn't make the flies go away. They still exist. But boy, they don't pester me anymore. They were getting on my nerves. Flies everywhere. But once it got that oil on me, I could see them. But it just didn't bother me anymore. Little nagging flies, small little things, boy, they get in your eye, they get in your ear. Once I got that oil on me, they just flew over my head. Didn't bother me at all. Summertime is also scab time. Ooh, now scab, that's awful. You get it by rubbing up next to sheep. And I don't know if you've ever been a sheep herd or not, but you're going to rub up against sheep. That's just part of it. Probably about like y'all talking. You know, us sheep, we have to just walk right beside each other. You rub up against somebody and you learn something that, you know, you didn't want. You get this scab all over you. Boy, it itches and it just causes all kind of problems and it's just awful. That oil he puts on me keeps me from getting it. The best medicine in this situation is prevention. My shepherd, he gives me that prevention. He puts that oil on my head, and I don't have to worry about those scabs. And I grow up against all the sheep I want to. And I don't get that. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't matter what they've got either. Doesn't bother me. At the end of summer, it happens every year. It starts to be the mating season, and these old rams, they get into the rut, and they start fighting. My shepherd, he takes that oil, takes some grease, and puts it on their head. When they run into each other and headbutt each other, they just slide past each other. It's the funniest thing. You know, sheep can kill each other? They can. Sometimes they get in such quarrels, they kill each other. My shepherd, he gets that oil on them, and they don't hurt each other as bad. He helps protect us in so many ways. He anoints our head with this oil and it helps us. It helps us. It's prevention. It's what it is. My shepherd. My shepherd. You know, he's out here every day. He's out here early in the morning so that I can get the water from the dew. He's with me to protect me from any kind of predator. If I were to just slip up and fall and get cast and get upside down with my feet up in the air, He's there to pick me back up. He's there to protect me. He gives His life for me. He gives His life for me. And I bet if one of those cougars jumped in, he'd probably give his life, try to save me and save those sheep. I'll tell you what, I know that one sheep, and she used to try to find holes in the fences, but not me. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving because this sheep is one sheep that is so happy with my shepherd, with the care that I get from him. I'll never leave. I'll stay with him all the days of my life. As long as he'll be my shepherd, I'll be his sheep. And he'll guide me all the way through, providing for me. And you know what that means? That means that all my life I'm going to be thriving. Might not always be easy. Might not always be comfortable. But I've got confidence that he's always there. I've got confidence he's always watching. I got confidence that he's always doing things to prepare for me so that I can thrive. This is my shepherd. This is my shepherd.